19th of October, 2017, in the Lucy Coleman studio. This is PJ, your internet host. Ask the question, when will there be time for love? Stevie, in the black community right now, I don't know. Because I don't think that most of our young people need to be embraced or need to be loved. I think they need to be kicked in the pants. Now, let me take this thing all the way down to Georgia, wherever they are down there. I saw something on this Facebook thing about these Black Lives Matter trying to shut down a Houston's restaurant, and four people, black people, young people, hip hoppers with money, obviously, if they're going to Houston's, because you got to have money to go to Houston's. That's not McDonald's. That is one of the most exclusive restaurants in this country, and people with money usually go there. Professionals. I'm going to fade out the music because I don't think we need to have music by anybody right now. I gotta give it to you like it is, and you probably won't like it. You probably will not care for it, but you're going to hear it. Only an ignorant buffoon would go to Houston's and try to talk so loud that the person in the next booth or at the next table can hear you. Only an ignoramus out of his mind. In a white cloth, a table wrap with clean silver, some of the best beef in the country, best food in the country that you could purchase. They have not only a dress code, but they have a behavioral code. Now, many of our young black people don't know this, because when you look at McDonald's and you look at how people pick a fight in McDonald's and throw up things and tear up things, and if you're from the projects and if you haven't been schooled properly on how to act, that's why Houston's don't want a bunch of us, and I don't mean a bunch of black people collectively. I'm talking about ignorant, asinine, the most foolish type of people that you can get to come in their establishment. You are messing with their patrons. And if I was one of their patrons, I wouldn't want them to seat you at a table next to me, because I don't want you to hear my conversation, and I damn sure don't want to hear yours. Now, for you ignorant buffoons that don't know how to act when you get in public, that's called, I was looking at a book out of my library. I was going to throw it out, but maybe I need to get that book and read a chapter over the air. How to live with integrity, how to live and not have people think disgustingly of you. When you go into a restaurant to eat, number one, put your damn pants up. Number two, don't nobody want to see your breasts. Don't nobody want to hear no Emma Effers. Don't nobody want to hear that language. You know what? I'm telling you. And I'm all around it here in South Central Los Angeles. That's where I live. And I know. That's why when I want to go and have a nice meal, I'll go to Houston's alone. I don't take that generation with me. And then if I do take them with me, I tell them to shut up until they're spoken to. I try to tell them how to sit in a restaurant like that, which utensil to use. And you don't order a bunch of booze and drink it and let your a voice get so loud that people can hear your conversation, and you're talking about B's and W's, you know, bitches and hoes. I am embarrassed. and to put that up on Facebook and to challenge those people, it was embarrassing. Trying to show the young white guy why he... See, they have, why didn't you see us? The man didn't know how to say it because y'all are ignorant. Y'all don't know how to act in a place like this. This isn't a restaurant for you. You need to go to... what? And if I was a black man, I'd say it. I'd say, get these ingrates out of here. I can't enjoy my meal listening to them. I don't care. I don't care if it's Usher. I don't care if it's... I don't care how much money they got. We gotta stop this nonsense. Your money does not give you the right to put your behind in other people's face. Don't nobody want to smell it and look at you and hear you. Ingrates. Now, those of you that think that I'm a little bit too harsh, I'm not concerned about you. But that's why. Listen, listen and listen close. Because in one part of that clip, one white lady that was leaving the restaurant said, "Go Trump." Because she knows that President Trump is trying to eliminate these types of things happening. You're not going to shut Houston's down. Boycott it all you want to. I'm going to go there because I'll be treated like a decent human being. And I know how to conduct myself when I go into a place like that. You know, it's sometimes if we're going to pull ourselves together as a people. As a people, we've got to stop trying to back up somebody because they may be the same color we are, come from the same ethnic background that we come from, i.e. greens and cornbread like us. No, there needs to be a certain level of education before you go out in public. And you know what? These record mongrels have given these people money, a lot of money, and in giving them an awful lot of money, it's giving them a certain kind of prestige where they think that they can do whatever they want to do. And I hope the police stops this and people with power stops this. It's quite a skip if it takes Trump's power. Stop it. Stop it. You're destroying institutions that have been put in motion for people to appreciate a meal in the quietness of a booth in a restaurant where other people can come in. They have dress codes. They have dress codes. They have behavioral codes. They are not racist. Just because you're black, you can't come in there doing that. You can't go to China and do that. You can't go to any other foreign country and do that. They will have you put out. Now, these ingrates, these ignorant people with money, and that's what most of these artists and these athletes, and I'm talking about the black ones because that's my community. I'm not a white man. I'm a black man, 73 years old. I know some of you want me to die. You want my voice to go away. It's not going to go away. I'm going to tell you what they're going to do. They're going to constrain you. They're going to inflict some restrictions on you. You see how that man is shutting down this all these people coming in this country that's not supposed to come here? He's going to shut down this bull crap too. And I'm not going to, hey, listen, you need to stop it. You young people that are listening to me, if you don't know how to act, you need to get an education and how to act when you go out in public. Now, I live in Los Angeles, and in Beverly Hills, what am I, 5 minutes away from Beverly Hills? I can get in my car and go to Beverly Hills. I can go to the Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Now, I'm not going dressed in the clothes that I have on because I'm painting. I'm painting. I can't go in here with this shirt on and these pants, and I got paint all over my hands, and I want to eat a nice dinner that's going to cost no less than $100 a plate with someone else, and I'm smelling like sweat and paint all over me. They're going to say, "I'm sorry, sir, but you need a dinner." Well, wait a minute. Hold the point. Somebody's calling me. Saved by the bell, huh? Well, all right. So what's the solution? What is the solution? Okay, I got a simple one. It's easy. Educate yourself how to act as a decent citizen in society. Educate yourself. That means you need to sit down with somebody that has some brains. I'm talking to you young people that don't seem to know how to conduct yourselves when you're in a public place, when you're in the marketplace of ideas, when you're in the public square. Educate yourself. You are ignorant. Now, I'm not calling you a name. I'm merely stating a fact. When you are ignorant of how you are to behave, you will be checked in our formal institutions. Like everyone is trying to check our president. Our president, I don't believe, is the smartest man that was ever born. As a matter of fact, I think he is somewhat of an ingrate. The way he addresses situations, sometimes he addresses it on purpose like that to keep his constituency excited about what he's doing. But that does not give us the right to behave improperly. And what I mean by us, I mean as African Americans. I come from, I'd like to believe, a proud heritage of a folk that was thinking conclusively as to how they were living their lives and how they were to conduct their lives. Let me say this. I don't think I've ever addressed this on one of my webcasts, but I'm not particularly concerned about how white people feel about me, nor am I concerned about how the black people in my nationality thinks about me. I'm only concerned about how God deals with me. See, I'm one of those guys that believe in God. And so I'm saying, Lord, do you love me? Am I living right? Am I treating everyone with due respect? Or am I out there with a bullhorn in my hand asking, tweeting other people, famous people, to come out because they're famous? Come on, you got millions. I know you eat at Houston's. You've eaten here. Let's boycott this place. Houston's was a restaurant functioning long before black people with money start going there. They have had restaurants like Houston all around this country. They're in New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, Miami, Cincinnati, Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, private institutions that you don't even know exist. And you come in there with your pants hanging all down and hollering and screaming, your face all looking, your hair all painted different kind of ways. You look like a Bozo the Clown show in the middle. You don't have the right to sit in front of me while I'm trying to eat a nice meal and get my food to digest, and I'm looking at a bunch of Bozo clowns, ignoramus is talking loud. And I'm a black man. Listen, those of you that are responsible, you need to check these youngsters. And the old ones that don't, like, you know, some of these older guys playing professional sports. Did you know that those guys that play professional sports, before they are really signed in with the team, that they have to sit down with somebody and that somebody has to tell them how to act when he get out, especially if that black person comes up in the project and his mother, you know, ain't got nothing? Because see what happens, you get all that money and the first thing they do is buy mama a house. Mama fills up that house with all the junk she ever wanted. And the kid, they buy 2 and 3 cars. Not one's not enough, two's not enough. Got 2 or 3. I got 10 cars. What in the hell? 10 cars? What do you have 10? Well, I got money and I want to live large. Rich white people live like that. Yes, the extreme ones that are depending upon that money to give them a life, my God. That phone call was a friend of mine calling me saying that he's getting ready to take a 7-day vacation. And he's going to the Bahamas and to here and to the Honduras and all of that kind of stuff. And I said, man, enjoy your vacation. He works hard every day. He gets up, goes on that job, and he says, I'm going to enjoy myself for 10 days. I said, brother, you better. But he earned that money. But you know what? I asked him, do you know about Houston's restaurant? He said, yes, an exclusive restaurant. This man, of course, is 50 years old, and he's black. Well, 49. And you hear the noise in the background. They're enjoying a joke, I guess. Yeah, indeed they are. But You see, I just had to go in there and tell them, I'm doing a webcast. You're not the only one in this location. You have to consider other people. I said, when you talk, when you communicate, you can't communicate like you are in a place where only you are there. There are other people. See, they have not been, my God. I went to breakfast this morning, met a great lady, Kim. And one of the conversations that we were having about young people is that we older people have to get into the habit of listening to them. I do listen to them. But once I listen to them, and then I said, okay, well, if I listen to you, well, consequently, you're going to have to listen to me. See, because I'm the one that's in charge, and I'm the one that's running everything, and I'm the one that matters. My life matters more than anybody else's life matters, because I'm the most important person. At any given time in my life, it's me. Something else that I saw, and it was so beautiful. Anyhow, I'm finished with Houston's. All right, no. Tell them to learn how to have etiquette. Let me give you another one. If you don't know how to use etiquette when you go out to different places, keep your mouth shut and learn as you look at other people. If you don't know how to behave in a particular setting, have enough sense to shut up, look at the people around you, and behave like they are. When they set so many pieces of silverware in front of you, if you've ordered a salad, that silverware that they place down there is for you to eat the salad, not for you to wipe the mayonnaise off the fork and to keep it there. You put that dirty fork, leave it on the plate with the salad when you finish it, because they're going to bring you something else, you see. And so that's what you have to realize. You have to realize that there is protocol. So you have to look at people and you learn that protocol as you study other people. It's very important that you do that, because if you don't do that, you are going to make a mistake and somebody's going to come up to you and ask you to leave. If you want to go out to dinner and you choose a particular restaurant, you find out what kind of restaurant it is and what is the dress code. Okay, what you do is you look, if you're going on your phones, you go to the website and you see how much a plate costs. If a plate costs $95 for a top sirloin steak or something like that, you can't say it's too much. The meat has been specially prepared. The food is not like the food that you would buy if you were buying a McDonald's burger in the hood. I tell you this, I got hungry one day this week. And I said, oh, well, let me pop in McDonald's and get small fries and a burger with nothing to drink. I'm going to tell you, I took one fry out of there and ate the fry. It was like rubber. And I took one bite out of the burger. I took it back. I said, this is not fresh. You had this on the shelf. I didn't get mad, because I know what they do. They have a sandwich and they can't sell it. They try to push it off on someone else. The manager of the restaurant knew that I'd caught him, and he tried to give me large fries. I just, man, thank you. But I know how to conduct myself when things are improper. If you go to a restaurant like Houston's and they bring your dish and the meal is not exactly the way, because they're going to ask you, how do you want your meat? Okay, how do you want it? You have to say, well done, rare. Now, if you tell them rare and they bring the steak and it has blood running out of it, you told them rare. You can take this steak back and cook it. Why did you tell them you wanted it rare? They're following your instructions. So do some research. And I'm talking about you youngsters that are making money now. You may be in a different financial status, but your mind is inadequate. Stop it. Stop going to other people's businesses and trying to tell them how to run their business. You're out of your mind. Your money does not give you the right to do that. It's like you going in there saying, Do you know who I am? And if I were the manager, I would say, of course I know who you are. I've seen you in the movies. But you're not coming in here unless you dress right. I'm gonna sue you. You go right ahead, sir. You have the right in this country to sue me, and I have the right to tell you to get the hell out of my place. Right in front of everybody. I was embarrassed. Everybody looked at me. You're a fool. You're a what do they call him? You're a cretin. That's what you are. You're a cretin. You're stupid. You haven't been trained properly in etiquette. Now, when I first learned this lesson as a young man, I didn't think that people were racist against me. They were training me to let me know that for the rest of my life, I cannot come in a place and do whatever the Hades I want to do. Your mamas have messed you up. Your instructors have messed you up. Your leaders, Obama-nim, if you want to get real, has messed you up. You remember when Obama was a president and this man and his wife came to the dinner at the White House and they slipped in there, could have blown up the place and everything, because Obama's a liberal. He's open with that. If I was a president, you ain't getting in that room unless the CIA, the FBI, the Attorney General, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, all my 8-star generals know who the hell you are coming in that place having dinner with me, and I don't know you. Obama's a fool. And this president we got now, he's no fool. Listen to me. This man is no fool. This man knows what runs this country. And I'm making this webcast because I'm trying to help you people. This will not be allowed to go on. That's why I'm not going to shut my website down. I'm trying to help some of you ingrates. You have no idea what the powers that be will do when they are tired of your backwards masking bullcrap. And if you start tearing up, listen, let me tell you about black people. They get mad, right? Oh, we don't like the way it is, so what you going to do? We going to burn up everything. All right, make sure you're in your own neighborhood when you burn it up now. You burn up all that crap you got out there. Because the last time they burn up everything here for that Rodney King thing, you know what the white man said? You burn it down again. You burn it down again, you're going to live amongst it. I recall after the Rodney King riots, my wife and I had to drive way over to the west side to try to get some food for the girls. The girls were in college, I think, at that time, and we needed food for the house. All of our markets were burned down. We couldn't get anything. And so I said, Lucy, you're going to have to go with me because, simply put, if I go over there as a black man trying to shop, they may think I'm trying to riot. So you take the girls with you and you go shopping and I'll sit out in the car. She didn't have a problem. Now, why in the heck did I have to leave my community to go over to the white community to buy some food? Was it because of racism? Come on, was it because of racism? Stop it. Why was it? It was because a few cretins burned down all the stuff we had over here. And guess what? When I'm in the neighborhood and I go through a strip mall and I see these people going in there, I ask myself this question. Do they remember how it looked after they burned it down? Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Don't give me no problem. Leave it to us. I tell you what they're going to do. They're going to have buses lined up to haul your behind away and put you in a damn concentration camp where you belong, since you acting like a human refugee that ain't got an ounce of brains in your head. Now, I got some other advice for you youngsters that believe in breaking the law and taking the law into your own hands. You're outnumbered, fool. It's just as simple as that. And don't tell me what they can and cannot do to you. They have done it for years and they will continue to do it and they will exercise the law. Look at the people that are on the cabinet. Look at Vice President Pence. You think he's playing? Look at that face he has. Look at his wife. You ever concentrate on these people's faces? When you see these people are not liberals. These people are staunch conservatives. These people are the kind of people that work hard, their family works hard. Now, some of them are crooks. We know that. Trump, he's a businessman. What do you expect? You don't want some poor pauper to be the president of the United States. Barack had people backing him. Barack wasn't a rich man. And he definitely wasn't a businessman. He had other people calling the shots for him. He was just a token brother doing that. Ask Farrakhan. Ask the late Dick Gregory. Ask other black national leaders in this country that's not trying to play the okie doke. See, I'm glad I didn't run for politics because they would have nab out shot my behind. Because I'm not going along with nobody's tomfoolery. That's what it is. And don't you think that I'm alone as a black man thinking like this, because a black man that called me while you was listening to this presentation, I asked him about it and he said, man, they going in there sagging, talking loud, being ignorant, and they from Georgia too? Man, do you know what Atlanta produces? Do you know about one of the young men was telling me the STDs and the venereal disease out of control in that part of the country. I know because some of them come out here and I've had the unwelcome pleasure of meeting them and trying to guide them. It's an impossible task. Their parents have ruined them, literally ruined them. There's nothing that you can do. Nothing. Nothing. So, all right, I guess I can go back to painting my room because I was getting ready to paint my room. It's going to be a nice middle shade of gray, and the ceiling is going to be white. I'm going to take the Michelangelo picture off the wall. I want to get some. I can't afford to go anywhere else, and so I'm giving my house inside first, then outside, a facelift because it would make me feel better. You see what it's done for me already for the webcast. Thank you for coming to my website again. And I pray to God that I will have sense enough to tell you the truth for the rest of my life. And listen now. Listen, if you're a youngster and your parents sound like me, you got good parents, you better listen to them. Because they love you and they're trying to sustain your life. And once you rock the wrong boat, they going to sink your ship. And if you think these people are going to sit idle, and what I mean by these people, people with money, people with class and culture, people with distinction, they're white or black or Hispanic or Asian, whatever color they are not going to let you ignorant ingrates who sing this filthy rap music and let this manure control your mind in the way you think. Run over on their plates, especially in the restaurant called Houston's. Thank you for coming to my house. Boy's having a good conversation. One is getting ready to go to work. He's going to work all night. And the other one said, hey, old man, don't worry. I got you, man. We're going to paint this thing and it's going to look like diamonds. I don't want it to look like diamonds. I just want it to be fresh. Thank you for coming to my website. This is PJ in the Lucy Coleman Studio saying, whatever you do, stay in the Word of God and you learn what integrity sounds like. PJ signing out.